There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sherry Marino is going to join us from the Autism Think Tank, New Jersey, talking about what's coming up at Autism One, 20th through the 25th of May. I do hope you plan on being there. Road trip on in. It's going to be a terrific and intelligent discussion, a lot of heartfelt communication on this issue of vaccine injury. Last hour, we revealed that a dunderheaded politician from South Florida has introduced the Vaccinate All Children Act on a federal level. And, well, the warnings keep on coming. You keep feeding the beast, and what is it going to do? It's going to turn around and eat your young. But not here. Not now, not ever. And I'm glad you're here. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You don't have to ask. One of the families at the school my kids go to, she's from Sweden. The mom is from Sweden. I'll have to ask her about that Swedish aversion thing to keep the Russian subs away. I'll report back if she knows anything about that. That's an interesting
story. She'll probably look at you funny, like, why are you asking me that?
Well, you're from Sweden. Who am I going to ask?
Okay.
Super Don, he's from California. They're all crazy there, right? Get out of California while you can.
Yeah, okay? there's one or two, yeah.
Yeah. Doctors are stupid. All right, that's it. The show's over.
Okay, all right. And the power to heal is yours. Goodbye.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I know. He got a little bit ornery here, dealing with all the lunacy. There's a couple of stories here on epigenetics, and they're on epigenetics, but they ignore epigenetics at the same time. It's kind of like they want their epigenetic cake, but they don't want to eat it, or they don't want to eat it. I don't know what's going on here. A story here, headline: sick in winter, but healthy in summer. Blame your genes. And so I'm thinking, okay, what kind of dunderhead wrote this? You're sick because of your genes in the winter, and healthy because of your genes in the summer. Wait a second, what's different here? Well, the seasons have shifted. What does that mean? Well, the environment is different. It's impacting on what? Gene expression, epigenetics. The entire article, under this headline, sick in winter but healthy in summer, blame your genes. The entire article talks about the impact of gene expression due to environment. And then continues to blame your genes for you being sick. Not the response to the environment.
So, if your genes are cold, what, they, like, put on jackets and that causes them to, like, not be able to, like, work as well because they're all bundled up and they can't move, or what?
I'll be honest. I mean, I'm a bit confused by this. It's just, in a study published in the journal Nature Communications, the researchers were just stunned. They say stunned of how much our genetic code is affected by the time of the year. So they're stunned that the genes are impacted by environment. And the whole article is about epigenetics. Our immune system could be one of the main mechanisms that would be subtly affected by seasonality. Huh? Out of 22,822 genes the researchers analyzed, 5,136 operated at higher or lower levels, depending on the season. With some active in the winter and others more active in the summer. I mean, this is like, it's a nonsense article. Hi, what is it? Somebody turned up the volume on the genes. Oh, they turned the volume down. What is this, a decibel reference? genetic expression due to environment. What, it's not that hard to understand, but the entire article is just a mishmash of, well, maybe this will help us to treat type 1 diabetes. Did you ever think of why type 1 diabetes manifests? Could it be an environmental assault or an insult from a vaccine? No, it's your genes. We measured this gene did this. Why did it do that? Well, there was an environmental impact. And then the moment they've said that, they forget about the environmental impact and go right to the genes. The genes did it. The genes made me do it. What made those genes express? Seasonal differences, equatorial differences, gene expression based on where you live, the environmental impact. Now, let me take this a step further for you moms who are pregnant, or maybe you want to be a mom, you want to have a kid. And, of course, we've talked at length for many years here about ways to have a healthy pregnancy, and it begins before you become pregnant. You know, that's why I love seeing the Brighton baby. Remember Dittman, Dr. Roy Dittman? Hopefully he'll be back at Autism One this year. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of good old friends here coming up next week. But listen to this headline on healthfinder.gov. Expectant mother's lifestyle may influence child's later weight. Okay? The lifestyle of the mom may impact the weight of the child to be. And I'm not even talking about the birth weight. We're talking about whether that child is likely to be overweight or obese. But I thought it was just a genetic crapshoot. You got bad genes, you got fat genes. And now in this story, this article, they're actually saying that moms-to-be who smoke, who gain too much weight during their own pregnancy, are now linked to having children who are not necessarily born obese, but are more likely at risk for obesity later in their childhood. They reviewed 5,100 children in Greece and found that they were much more likely to be obese at the age of 8 if their mother had, as I said, gained more weight than they're recommended to gain during pregnancy, did not exercise or smoke during pregnancy. I thought it was all genetics. Now you're telling me it's actually the environment? What did the mom do to her body during the pregnancy? Is that impacting gene expression of the offspring? I'm so sorry I didn't play your moment of duh for this one. But then again, as I said, it's presented so confusingly that all of the information about you're a victim of your genes plays up nicely for those who want to, you know, basically say it's out of their control, it's not what they can do, their mom screwed it up for them. You know, blame mom. I just had mom on for Mother's Day. Did anybody hear that? I think people heard the show. Mickey was great. She was terrific. She's out dancing every night. Is it because of her genes or is it because she eats really well? Not even as pure as I do, if I could say it that way. Mom, really? You went there to eat that? Really? And she got, you know, she'll get sick, but she knows immediately, oh, I screwed up. And she does her things to support her liver. She has her silver. She's taking her selenium. She's dancing. She's exercising. She's finding joy in life at 82. 81? After 80. All right. But here you've got more and more science. Science, I say! Acknowledging that the genes are just there in reflection to what the environment is inputting. And the good news is for the 8-year-old that is obese because their mom did that during pregnancy, they also, when they learn of it, have the ability to express different genes. Much like Bruce Lipton has said, you change your belief. You, by definition, if you truly change your belief, you're going to alter your behavior. Of course, that will alter gene expression because you're going to eat differently. You're going to behave differently in life. You're going to exercise, and maybe you didn't, for instance. Changing your body, changing your physical body is a real, not only possibility, but likelihood. Now, I talk about my own journey from time to time here, about the fact that I was born, I don't know if I was a healthy baby as far as I know, but really I wasn't because I was projectile vomiting up everything the doctors told my mom to give me. So I was a little bit sickly. Antibiotics, baby formula, skin rashes, sinus congestion, numerous infections, gastrointestinal, ear infections, musculoskeletal inflammation, allergies, borderline asthma, more skin rashes. I'm just touching the surface of this thing. And at the age of 24, I changed my diet. I changed my lifestyle. And I transformed and out-created what was created environmentally for me in the first 24 years, or even prior to that, when my mother, before I was even, you know, being, what do they say? Before you were an itch in your daddy's pocket. Do they say that in Oregon? Ever heard of that one?
That actually is the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, you never heard that one?
Twinkle in your father's eye. I've heard that one before. Itch in the pocket? No, it's new.
Yeah, that's the southern version. Before you even an itch in your daddy's pocket, you know, what was going on before you got here. And the point is, I'm doing things now, as I quote-unquote age, as my body ages, that I couldn't do in earlier times of my life. That's not to say there won't be evidence of declines in certain functionality. You know, my son at 15 now is faster than me. It happened this year. He did it. And he'll continue to excel based on what he decides to do with his life long after, with the base we give him. He could decide to go a different route. But the point is, I could have gone down the road and been dying of cancer right now, or earlier in my 40s, based on the history, the genetic history, if I watched and witnessed my relatives, my aunts and uncles and grandparents, and the diseases they manifested, and the cancers they died, or the treatment for the cancers they died from. And I saw that in my own future, and I made a shift. I went to cleaner foods. I cleaned up the water. How important is the water? It's as important, if not more important, than the food. And all of these things cause genetic expression to shift. The cancer, if there were cancer genes, we all have cancer cells, they didn't overwhelm and dominate my body. Even my mother, God bless her, and she writes about it in her book, there are even pictures you don't want to see, developed a kind of a mass, like a boil almost, that was a carbuncle that was growing out of her back. And I joked about it that I thought a Buick was going to drive out of that thing. It was getting so big. And it was painful. And under the homeopathic guidance that she had and the cleaning of her diet, her body eventually rejected the tissue, expelled it. And I'm certain to this day she would not be alive today had she not made the switch. She would have been racked with cancer. When the doctors told her that she was suffering from osteoporosis or on the early phases of it, and rather than going on Fosamax or something like that, she got on the silica and did the things that we know to do here. Was it a matter of shifting her genes? Perhaps. But it was really a matter of nutritionally supporting the body's functionality. It knows what to do. It's way smarter than any doctor. Your cells, your microbes in your gut are smarter than people with MDs. I know, it's humiliating for them. But that's okay. It's empowering for you and me. But not the sheriffs of Colorado. At least a few. We got news about them coming up next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hello, Colorado. You've got six wussy sheriffs I want to send to Sweden. I want to send them to Sweden to dissuade the Russian submarines from anchoring there. I'm sorry. No,
am I picking up what you're laying down there?
I don't know. It's a bad stereotype.
Wow.
Again, we don't judge, but we have fun. We make fun, a little fun. And you can make fun of us, too. People do. RobertScatbell.com. We've got Sherry Marino coming up from Autism Think Tank, New Jersey. And, you know, here we are talking Colorado. Why? Well, you know Colorado, big-time experiment with the legalization of weed, marijuana. And, you know, we've reported that crime has not gone up. Drunk driving, in fact, is down. Overdoses due to painkiller, pharmaceutical drugs, opiates, down as well. The use by those under 21 or under 18, whatever it is, it hasn't climbed. It's pretty much remained the same. And so we're looking for places where, you know, where's the problem, right? Well, we find out it's in the heart or minds of six wussy Colorado sheriffs. They are suing. They filed a federal lawsuit recently. They filed a federal lawsuit to reverse the marijuana legalization in their state. Why? Right? Because we just covered all the good things that have happened. We can't really find a lot of bad things. Has there been anybody that's overdosed, if you will, on brownies, pot brownies? Yeah, I'm sure. Have they died? I don't think I've heard of any deaths on it. But, again, people were overdosing on brownies even before it was legal, so that's not, you know. And even, like I said, the OD on this stuff tends not to kill you. But the OD on the pharmaceuticals, yeah, it's pretty darn deadly. So we delve deeper into the Colorado sheriffs. How did they get their badge in this case? Because the reason that they're suing the federal government is not because of increase in crime. It's not because of increase in deaths. It's not because of increase of driving while under the influence. It's not because of the increase in use by minors. No, these six Colorado wussy sheriffs, and you'll understand why I call them wussies, they say they want the marijuana legislation, legalization, overturned, is because legal weed makes them uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah. They're uncomfortable. Yes, they're uncomfortable. What is it? Is it a hostile work environment? Uncomfortable. What do you? You're a sheriff. You're a sheriff. The state of Colorado says this plant is okay, and you're uncomfortable. You know what? Go be a sheriff in Sweden. In fact, we got a message for you. You're uncomfortable because weed is legal in Colorado?
You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Said so well. This is jackwagon sheriff.
I feel uncomfortable.
Wow. You know, when you envision a sheriff, I'm kind of uncomfortable about
right.
that marijuana.
Right.
Uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm. You know, and what's even worse is the sheriffs are the constitutional, the last line of defense for the state and the people of any given county or area in a state. The sheriff is that line in the sand that they can just tell the feds to pound sand. You don't come in here and harass my citizens, my people here. The sheriff is... constitutional limit on the federal government, and they're begging the feds to come in and invade their land where their people in the state has said pound sand federal government. You know, they're playing, well, it's the supremacy clause. The federal government has declared that cannabis is illegal. Well, where in the supremacy clause does it allow for unconstitutional edicts of the federal government to be supreme? It is only basically applying to those laws made in pursuance with the Constitution. There is no basis in the federal Constitution to ban a plant. But these wussy sheriffs are going, please, federal
it
government.
It makes them uncomfortable. I'm trying. I can imagine you guys going to, like, a bank robbery.
Bank robber, I'd really like you to come out and stop robbing the bank because it's kind of making me uncomfortable.
You're making me uncomfortable. You know, those sheriffs make me uncomfortable. Send them to Sweden, put them on the beach, and have them wave a pink hanky. All right? The Russian subs may turn around. I don't know. Well, listen, let's talk about something very important. Autism. The Autism One Conference coming up 20th through 25th of May after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I can hardly believe that we're this close to Autism One once again in Chicago, happening the 20th through the 24th of May. Joining me now to help preview this and also share a little bit about her backstory, why she's going, what she's going to be doing. Her name, Sherry Marino. She's with Autism Think Tank New Jersey, NJ. And we have that linked up in the show notes. And the Rocking Horse Rehab we'll talk about. Sherry, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, how did you get involved in this? I would say that devastating for so many around the world, families that have been impacted by what I perceive to be environmental and vaccine injury, or real medical issue that some have assessed to say, no, this is a psychological or behavioral problem.
Correct. You know, it's so interesting the path that this disorder is taking. I look at my history of my career alone, just starting back when I was at Rutgers University. I had the privilege of working at the Douglas Developmental Disability Center, which is a renowned behavioral school for autism. In fact, it's known as a LOBOS replication site. So my early training was all behavioral methods. And everything we did was based on behavioral interventions, whether it was positive reinforcements or behavioral, shaping of behavior, and physical restraints were a big part of our program when we had children who were aggressing or self-injurious. And then over time, I learned through different experiences, early intervention, I had the opportunity to work with occupational therapists and understand more of the sensory system and the sensory disorder behind autism. Years ahead, I started working more with the medical side of autism, and that led me to the Autism Think Tank, which is a medical video conferencing team comprised of renowned physicians in autism out of Massachusetts General Hospital and UCLA. And the idea behind the think tank is really like a grand rounds for autism, where you put together in a room multi-specialists in autism, all the medical experts involved in treating autism. And rather than having each of these individuals operate in silos, we come together as a team and collaborate on medically complex cases of autism to look at what we're all still learning about, how involved these kids are medically, not just behaviorally.
Yeah, Sherry, we talk about autism a lot here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from that medical environmental perspective, heavy metal burdens, mercury burdens. I've observed as a homeopath gastrointestinal inflammation, much like Andy Wakefield had identified years ago as well, and work to rehab the functions of the physiology, the physical integrity, if you will. And again, changing it from a behavioral focus, but recognizing that behavior stemming from, no pun intended in using that term, damage, physical damage and inflammation is very real. If you're in pain, it's going to alter your behavior, for instance, of the severe gastrointestinal symptoms that I've seen in so many children diagnosed into the autism spectrum.
You're right. You're 100% right. And this is what we're still learning. And the interesting thing is, even physicians are still learning. We see so many children and hear from so many families who say their doctor either misdiagnosed or just missed the ball completely on the presentation of symptoms. So many of these underlying medical issues are showing up behaviorally, yet we have behaviorists treating these issues behaviorally rather than doctors treating them medically. And we believe that if you can treat the medical symptoms, treat what's presenting as behavioral symptoms by looking deeper for the underlying medical issues, if you can resolve those medical issues, then all therapeutic and educational interventions will be that much more effective. And so you really have to think about treating from the inside out. But in order to do that, you have to be able to recognize that what these symptoms are really, what these symptoms are really stemming from, that maybe it isn't necessarily escape or avoidance, or the seeking of, desirable things, but maybe the underlying issue could be GI related or allergy related, inflammation based. Even these medical issues that, share symptoms. When you have an allergist looking at the eczema issues or food allergy issues,
right,
and you have GI doctors addressing those same issues, you have much more power behind you to get to the root of these problems. There's so much overlap between these doctors' specialty areas. However, they're each coming at them with their own treatments as opposed to coming together and treating collaboratively. Mm-hmm. And that's what the think tank tries to do. By putting the seven doctors in a room together, they all talk about the symptoms and issues at hand, and together come up with a cohesive plan of care as opposed to isolated plans of care. Oftentimes, families are left to be the quarterback for their child, but yet they're the ones that are not even educated in autism or the medical comorbidities. So the think tank tries to become that quarterback for the parent and sort out the issues.
Will any of your think tank team, if you will, be joining you at Autism One, Sherry? Or are you presenting? What can we expect to learn when you're going to be there?
So I'm presenting on behalf of the think tank, and what I'm talking about is the misnomer of a mental diagnostic label, because autism is so much more than what the DSM says it is. The DSM really only looks at the social and language implications of the disorder and the behavioral implications of the disorder, as opposed to addressing any of the medical comorbidities. And a lot of these comorbid medical conditions can really be identified well before the social pressures bring to light the deficits in language and social issues. And so the presentation is really going to cover these medical comorbidities that we often see at the think tank.
Is this presentation going to be open to doctors only, or do laypersons, to moms and dads that are working through their own issues with their children, are welcome to attend and can really relate to the things being presented?
Yeah, you know, actually, I'm kind of giving the crayon version of this for the families.
Okay.
Because I feel that the doctors know their own areas of specialty, but the families, being that they are in that quarterback role, they're the ones that live with their children. They're the ones that see the issues with sleep, the issues with constipation, the issues with reflux, the issues with food allergies, eczema. But what they're not doing is necessarily communicating either to the pediatrician or to the specialist. So in other words, you know, we often see families coming in and talking about, oh, yes, my child had eczema as an infant, but, you know, my pediatrician just gave us a topical cream. Right, because the pediatrician isn't understanding the importance or the association between eczema and autism. Right? So many kids with autism have eczema because it's really based, it's an allergic reaction, and usually food-based.
Sure. And
so,
as we talk about GI health, toxicological burdens in the body, excretory pathways of congestion resulting in skin compensation, as far as the points of how do we get this out of the body. The body is desperately trying to adapt to a very challenging situation. Have you embraced, or has your team embraced, more holistic guidelines? Obviously, the concern we have for the MDs is that they're drug-focused alone. Is there an openness to other, let's say, supportive, more natural therapies?
Yeah, you know, it's really amazing to see how, at least our think tank doctors, they're renowned doctors, so they're aware of all of the most current treatments for these specific issues, but it's really nice to see that they do incorporate other alternative options, such as massage or music therapy, as part of treatment to calm the nervous system. You know, the most important thing, I think, is that parents have to know what to ask for and what to say when they go to their doctors, the pediatricians, because they need to know that, you know, just going back to this simple idea of eczema, when you go to the pediatrician and you're showing the pediatrician the eczema patches, the pediatrician might prescribe a topical cream, but the parent has to be the one to push to say, I want to go see an allergist. I want to go see what else is going on with the body and inflammation, because if you're seeing eczema, there's other stuff likely to be going on that the pediatrician is not going to pick up on. Or maybe, you know, if your child is not sleeping and the pediatrician is recommending different methods for behaviorally to get the child to sleep, the parent needs to know there could be reflux here just because we're not seeing vomiting or spitting up doesn't mean that reflux doesn't exist, and reflux is often a cause of poor sleep because that's when it's aggravated. Parents need to know what to say and what to ask for and what to look for in their infant so that, you know, we can also get an earlier diagnosis of autism. I think we can red flag these kids that are presenting with medical comorbidities early on and really watch for the developmental signs.
Yeah. We got a couple of minutes left here with Sherry Marino. She's going to be joining us at Autism One, the 20th through the 24th of May. And I look forward to seeing you all there and Sherry as well. She's at Autism Think Tank NJ for NewJersey.com. It's linked up in the show notes. Real briefly, before we got a break, tell me about this Rocking Horse Rehab.
Yeah, sure. So Rocking Horse Rehab is my version of an alternative therapy for autism and other disorders and disabilities. It is a hippotherapy program, and hippotherapy simply means the use of a horse's movement in therapy by a speech, physical, or occupational therapist. It's basically a whole body approach to treating neuromuscular disorders and disorders like autism. So we see children on the spectrum. We see kids with cerebral palsy, brain tumors, all different kinds of kids, and they benefit tremendously not only from the use of the horse as a treatment strategy in speech, PT, and OT, but that social-emotional bonding is also phenomenal. And so they're just so willing to do the work.
So are you bringing a horse over to Autism One for us all?
Oh, I'd love to. Gotta throw one on the plane.
That would be awesome. Listen, we're out of time, but I can't wait to meet you and see you there. Will people be able to talk to you, ask questions? Will you have an exhibit, anything like that during the week?
We will not have an exhibit, but I will be there for the entire conference, so I hope people can find me, and I'm happy to give out as much information as possible. I would definitely say check out AutismThinkTankNJ.com. It is a medical video conference that is accessible to families around the world. We'll present their medically complex kids to this renowned team of physicians and come up with a cohesive plan of care in conjunction with their own doctors, not just the family.
Sherry, thanks for joining us here. We'll forward. We'll see you next week, and we'll be back to wrap up the show after this. Stick around.
Sounds great. Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, those Colorado sheriffs were uncomfortable before. Just wait until this segment is complete. Earworms. Super Don, you've talked about earworms before. Those things that get stuck in your head, you can't get it out of your head.
Yeah, it's, you know, you hear a song and 2 days later you're still humming,
you're still humming
the song because you just can't get rid of it.
They're like, dude, somebody ought to do a science experiment about that. Oh, look, somebody did. Fox News is reporting. If a song is stuck in your head and you want to get it out, do this. What is it? They want you to put Jiffy peanut butter in your... No, that's not right. That's not... No, I was reading... That's the wrong thing. No, they want you to chew gum.
Chew gum, that's what they say.
How long did this go for them to figure this out? Chew gum.
I don't know. I mean, I'll have to try it, but off the top of my head, I'm thinking if I started chewing gum with an earworm going on, I'd be like chewing to the beat of the music that I was going to get rid of.
Right. I know. I got in trouble once. I think this was in third grade. You know how those certain things you never forget? And in third grade, I had a teacher in elementary school. Where was that? I was in Georgia. And she reminds me of Lily Tomlin in her younger days. And I was chewing gum. And I must have had a really scowling look on my face because we were allowed to chew gum in this class. But the way I chewed gum, looking at the teacher, I got in trouble. It's good to know that whatever was in my head was out of my head at that point. No more earworms.
Yes.
A weird memory just came back, and I remember doing it. I was like, what did I do?
Flashback there.
That was a strange flashback.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I'll bet you there may be some people in the audience who weren't familiar with the term earworm.
You think?
And for your benefit, believe it or not, if you're not sure what earworms are or what maybe the worst earworm is, we always know we can rely on science to explain it for us, right?
Great moments in science. Great moments in science.
The top 20 earworms of the past 70 years.
Science.
Researchers at the Museum of Science and Industry in Manchester, England, had 12,000 participants play 4 different timed games to recognize songs. Over 1,000 clips were in the database highlighting, quote, the top-selling 40 tracks of each decade since the 1940s, according to CNET. Ready for the winner? It's Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
If you wanna be my lover,
stop!
You gotta get with my man.
No!
Make it
right. I can't take it anymore!
I did some homework for this story, and I actually watched the video of Wannabe, or whatever it is.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
I'm sorry.
No, the visuals are great. Are you kidding me? They were gorgeous. Are you kidding? I didn't remember that. It was like, hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, that nurse.
That was a huge hit back in the day. But listen, I will agree with them. That is kind of an earworm. But it was so overplayed. I mean, God, every top 40 station, they played that song every 10 minutes, and then they had the remix of it and all that stuff. It just drove people crazy, including me.
Yeah, I'm just glad you don't know the song that was my earworm way back in the disco era, because I wouldn't want to hear that.
Oh, you had an earworm?
Yeah, I did. You know it, too. We've talked about it.
I hated this song. I'll admit. Yes,
right.
Okay. What was your earworm?
Remember that? Ring my bell. It wasn't just because of my last name was Bell. It was genuinely an annoying song of the disco
era.
That's
right, ring my bell.
Right.
How clever.
Yeah, I'm sure people made fun of me because of that. So
listen, if you remember the last time we did the earworm thing, I had one, and I think it bested you then. I think I'm going to best you now. How about this for the ultimate earworm?
The song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
Oh, no.
Some people started singing it, not knowing.
No, I'm chewing gum already.
And they'll continue singing it forever just because it is the song that doesn't end.
Super Don, can you stop that? I'm going to have to chew gum for a week.
My friend.
I want CBD in that gum. That is awful. Why would you do that to us to end the show? All right, folks. I got to get rid of that. Super Don, thank you so much. Thank you to Sherry. Thank you to Brad. Thank you to all of y'all. Yeah, chew some gum. Make sure it's no aspartame in it, okay? Listen, we got lots more healing to go tomorrow when we come back. Tell all your friends, robertscottbell.com. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and where you're reminded that the power to heal is yours.
Is a song that
Oy
vey. Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
I have
have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.